वेलकम टू एवरीवन। आई एम अगेन विद द सेम बुक। Reading little bit and then inviting questions. So last time Vasishtha was speaking to Ram and saying that Abal Dal Abhyastai Sastra सत्यम सत्संग आदि भी गुणै पुरुष यत्नेन स्वार्थ संप्राप्यते यता। सो ही वाज सेइंग दैट आबाल्य मीन्स लाइक सिंस द यंग एज, स्टार्टिंग from the young age and keep on practicing, you know, keep on joining satsang, you know, like people where they talk about, like in the beginning we said, like the family of fire, you know, like going up, going so joining them. He's saying then gunai purush yatnein, and like practicing as much as one can. And then he's saying swartha samprapyate yata. And certainly this looks like a way of, like a selfish way, he's saying, you know, it, like when you act upon this, act upon the, or you join the family of fire, it is completely like a selfish job, you know, like in the eyes of world, you know, it will look like selfish job, because like all the people, like, you know, I meet many people and they ask, like, you know, why to meditate, like what are the benefits of meditation? And I said to them, you know, it's like, it's not in the same realm as profit and loss, you know, it's something different. And probably you are asking benefit, and I cannot say any benefit of meditation. You know. It's something very, and here also Vasishtha is saying, like, it's completely selfish in the eyes of, like, like if you live in the realm of, you know, profit and loss, like, then certainly this is like a selfish act. So he's saying, certainly selfish act, but this selfishness ends into kind of like, you know, start, like you start as you and end up as everyone. So Vasishtha is saying, like, this is completely a selfish job where you start as you and end up as everyone. And then now Ram is asking a question, like I think similar to any of us would have asked, and he's asking, Praktanam Vasana Jalam Niyojayati Mam Yatha Muni Tathev Tishtham Kripana Kim Karomi Aham. So saying, Ram is saying, but you know, like you are really, whatever you are saying, like, feels good. But how I am feeling about me is saying, like, I am being implied by my desires, you know, how I feel me, that I am an imply of my desires. And they are not only from now, you know, they are like, looks like they have a past, you know, they started and they have a momentum. And so he's saying, like, Muni tathev tishtham kripana, like, oh my kind of Lord, you know, to Vasishtha, saying that I find myself, you know, not having enough power, you know. I really, kripana means like, actually, literal meaning of kripana is somebody who doesn't want to give, kind of, you know, like who is like a kind of miser, you know. So saying, like, I find myself having not enough guts, you know, to come out of, like, the strength of desires, you know. I find very small, very little in front of them, and looks like that, you know, they are my employer, you know, and I am their employee. And I'm not seeing through, what can I do, you know, like what will be, like, it feels like because of the strength of my employer, looks like, you know, I will not be able to, you know, to come out of that. And then Vasishtha answering, saying, Ata eva hi Ram tvam shreya prapnoti shashvatam sa prayatno panintain paurushen na anyatha. In like Vasishtha is saying, like, certainly, you know, Ram, I really can feel your place, I feel where you are. But he's saying, tvam shreya prapnoti shashvatam, you know, certainly you will attain, like, what I am describing, what Vasishtha is describing, you know, he's saying, like, that it's certain that you will attain that. And how? He's saying, like, sva prayatno panintain, like, by your own efforts, like the Vasishtha is saying, like, certainly, Ram, you know, I can feel that. And I also know that certainly you will attain, like, what I am describing. And how you will attain, he's saying, like, sva prayatno panitain, by acting upon your own efforts, you know, like, whatever you felt like doing, you know. So acting upon those, paurusheya, like, and this acting, he's saying, like, should be, like, as much as one could, you know, not less, not more, you know, not to, like, this practicing should be as much as it's possible for you, and, you know, neither less nor more. And He's saying like na anyatha, there is no any other way than this, than like making efforts as much as it's possible for you, like neither less nor more. And another thing is like kind of promising, he's saying like Shreya Prapnoti Shashvatam. Shashvatam means like a, the space which is beyond time and space. So probably, you know, it's very difficult to call that space, but, you know, I don't know how to call that. So if anyone knows, you know, I will be very happy to, like, if something is beyond time and space, how to call that? And in Sanskrit that is called Shashvat, you know. What is, what has been, what will be, you know, without any kind of...
What is the Sanskrit?
What? Shashvat. Shashvat. Yeah, Shashvat. So, like a, you know, because also Ram is also considering the strength of, like a, implier, you know, also we have this implier, probably like just, it's, it will be good to talk about. So like, kind of like in the realm of, say, ourselves, you know, there are like, we can say canals or channels, you know, channels of energy or canals of energy, whatever you feel like speaking. And there will be like, you know, the realm on which channels or canals are made. So channels are canals, you know, like while they are flowing, certainly one will feel kind of like there is no way out. But they also rely on, you know, on something. Like the channels or canals, they are on something. And if we can drop back, you know, like certainly like this, these canals or channels, they will have like louder sound, you know, louder whispers than the...
I think
they
call it the matrix.
Eh?
The matrix, the field.
The field, mm-hmm. yeah, like the field, you know. Yeah. So, you know, this field, like dropping oneself to the field. And then certainly there will be some time that, you know, this, like channels are, they will be heard, but like once you, kind of like we can say, like, you know, if like, you know, I can hear all these sounds, but also I can drop to my heart and then sounds will be there, but not listen, like not hear. Similarly, in the realm of desires also, one can drop to this field, and then for a time being, you know, they will be there, but slowly, slowly, kind of go away, and, you know, the field, like we'll start experiencing, you know, field more and more. And then, you know, this field will kind of like spread, like as Vasishtha said in the beginning, like this field will feel kind of individual, and certainly more time we spend in the field, this will, you know, become spent, you know, and more spent, and many times you find yourself as big as the room, and later even as big as the town, you know, like somehow this expansion keeps on expanding, and we join the family of this, like, as Vasishtha said, family of fire, or Urdhva Rechas, like people who really kind of, you know, want to go up, Urdhva Rechas, and another are like we parallel to earth, you know. So Vasishtha is saying, like, certainly Ram, you know, you will be eligible to reach, to expand, you know, so that only expansion happens, you know, like it's no end to expansion. Yes, please.
Miser.
Yeah, it's small, like, you know, he said like they seem powerful, you know.
So what are the desires?
Like, he's not saying like everyone has some, so certainly Ram will have that. So saying, like, you know, I'm finding myself affected by, you know, affected by realm of the way I want to be, you know. Like, there is like a, like, we certainly learn that, like, you know, I learn my way of being. And Ram is saying that is strong, you know. Like, my way of being is strong. And I find, like, you know, if I will not be able to kind of, you know, wipe out, you know. Yeah, the habits, you know, like, habits, you know, like, moods, all these, like, you know, thoughts, moods, habits, feelings. So this is like his question, but Vasishtha is saying, you know, I can understand that, but I also know that this is possible, you know, very possible, like, he's very sure that this is possible, but via making effort, you know, via practicing, via dropping oneself from this wave to silence, you know, and then deeper than the silence. So, everyone is welcome, please, to talk, you know, to share, or to, as well as to ask.
Mm-hmm. We have to purify before we can reach these places. Whereas another way of looking at it is that by making effort, we reach the place.
Yeah.
And in that place, there's nothing that needs purifying.
Yeah, like our purifying happens, you know. Like, another way we can say that reaching there, purifying happens. Purifying. Like, you know, automatically those things will be kind of like, they will go away.
So, what I was feeling, I was celebrating the fact that everybody has this beauty inside of them. It doesn't have to be created.
Yeah, I think, you know, without this beauty, we cannot be, you know. Like, somehow, like, we should be thankful to that beauty, you know, because of that we are, you know, we are able to speak. You know, I am able to, like, do my finger like this just because of that beauty. You know. Like, anyone, you know, I think without that, we cannot move, you know, like there is no way out, kind of. Like, you know, this, I feel that, you know, this is like more psychological, you know. Like, psychological means, like, when we make effort and, you know, we don't get through. So it's like very helpful to say that, you know, something else will take over. Like on psychological level, also on, say, on the level of energies, we can say, you know, there is like a, we can say like a heart for, open heart for welfare, you know, that like somehow we fall in that, you know, like in this process, and then, you know, something like we can say that, you know, some kind of help is there, but not really to rely on kind of like on only that, you know. Like we really have to do what we have to do. It's not that somebody will pick you, yeah? And then, you know, like grace, I think I haven't heard anyone grace picking, you know. Like we can join grace, but it's not that grace picks up. So just to be like little, you know, clear that certainly some point we will be joining that, but like grace will not pick us. Just 1 minute, if Timji has something more to say, because it's very interesting, you know, like what he's kind of like saying.
Well, I accept your point of view, but I accept your point of view, but from my own experience, there's definitely been something that has come to me that has made what seems impossible possible.
Certainly.
I can't deny that my experience tells me that there is. And it's like when I get a dream that has a liberating meaning to it, that also comes from somewhere in me that I don't yet know.
Like, you know, it comes, you know, from you, but probably, you know, like as you said, maybe it's not much, you know, like you have access, but, you know, it's not kind of recognized, you know. Like you have access of that part of your, but maybe it's not very well recognized.
So does that follow then that when an advanced spiritual realized being blesses what is that, if not a transmission of grace?
You know, but like also there is like another question, you know, like that advanced being, you know, sees so many people and blesses only few. What is that? No, like the same, like advanced being, like, you know, like sees many people, but blesses only few. So why is that? Just 1 minute, like this. Yeah, I will come to you, please. Yeah, just.
Some might say that the saint is in a constant state of vibration, which aligns any being that comes within presence. And so whether the being realizes he's being blessed or not, actually, the saint is in a state of constant.
Certainly that is true, like what you are saying. But like what I'm pointing out is like you know, many people visit, you know, but some are like, you know, transmitted. Whatever transmission is. So probably, you know, it's again like from our side, you know, from the practitioner side, you know, like once we are closer to kind of flame, you know. Probably transmission happens. So, like what I'm saying, you know, probably like we have to see it kind of like as our practices, not as blessing, not as, you know. Like, I feel that will be more helpful. So that's why, you know, I'm saying. So, can I go to somebody else? Thank you. Yeah, please.
Yeah, I'm just wondering why you say the same openness
doesn't
impact. Because
why?
Yeah, can I finish this?
Yeah.
Because I feel like if they choose to take certain people to bless, they seem like to be able to be have the same dualistic mind as us, then they're not really the same.
If saints chose, probably like, you know, it's not picking, you know, like what I was pointing out, it's not like that they, like, you know, as Timji said, that they are in a constant state, and it's not their picking, you know, like if, like I really feel their heart, you know, like, you know, their love for us. And, you know, I can say that if it is up to them, they will not sleep, not eat, you know. I now know this love, like love for us. And I know that they will, like, not care about sleeping, not care about eating, not care about drinking chai, you know, anything. If they can do something to us, you know, certainly they will do. So, you know, probably again it's like from our side, you know. You want to say something more, please?
No, it seems like you changed your statement now, because earlier I thought I heard you say why the saint gave blessing.
No, like I was asking question, you know, like he was saying that, yeah, like what about this transmission? Like certainly, you know, like that is like, you know, very beautiful thing, you know, transmission and all this, but that includes our effort, you know, our practices. It's not without that. Yeah. So this is why I was asking him, you know, like why then they, you know, do this? Like, why they choose if they have, like the same question as you are asking me, like in different words, I was asking Timothy. So, okay.
We can only go so far with our own efforts, and then it's not up to us anymore if we drop in or not, if we fall or not. And she was saying that it's kind of the force that makes us fall or not into swimming pool. And I'm also interested in
your actually, like, you know, kind of like you say, we start, you know, like practices are making ourselves available, and then we keep on reducing me, you know, kind of like the process is like this me gets less and less and less. So, like, when this experience comes, then, you know, there is no me to say that, you know, kind of, you know, like, it's somehow the situation, but it's like momentum, it started from the me. So, somehow, like, you know, in other words, what Jamaji was saying, you know, like, another side here. Yeah, please. Judy, you were saying something?
I just really like the formulation.
Mm-hmm.
There's the joining in.
Mm-hmm.
I think that also solves this matter that there's, you know, the days or it's me. Or
mm-hmm.
Because it's the feeling is it's something different.
Mm-hmm.
So, I like that joining in.
Yeah.
What you were saying now about the reduction of the meaning, you explaining to me.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, like it's like also like, you know, everyone is free to, you know, to explain the way you want to explain. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like somebody can feel very good saying that, you know, it's like grace. So I'm equally happy with that, and somebody, you know, like it's just explanations as long as we really don't miss the point, you know, because of explanation.
Yes, we talk the language of this organism in this sense.